So hello all and welcome. It is I, the Realist Philosopher, and this is the Realist Philosopher Show, Realm, Zone, a video from the Realist Philosopher, whatever, however you want to put it. Say, well, how y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing good, fine, and well. I'm a little buzzed, I guess. I just ate some chocolate with some peanut butter. I don't eat regular chocolate because I'm on a carnivore diet. I eat 100% cacao chocolate, so zero sugar, very low carbs, lots of good, yummy, juicy fats and antioxidants. They're good for you. But really, how could you eat 100% chocolate? Cacao chocolate, that's for bacon, and you're supposed to add sugar and all that other stuff to it. Otherwise, it tastes horrible. It's bitter. I like bitter, baby. Nah, I like bitter. And also, the peanut butter that I eat is zero sugar, low carb. So you could say it's not the tastiest, but I like it. I likes it. So I'm having an all right day. Behind me, we've got my laptop there on the coffee table. It is updating. I had some real problems getting this laptop to work. Number one, the Wi-Fi, doing the Windows update on this thing, the Wi-Fi wasn't working. So I had to go out into the lobby all day yesterday. I must have been 6-7 hours out there in the lobby, three separate occasions, hooking up. They have a couple, courtesy computers there for people to use if they don't have their own PC to connect to Wi-Fi. So I just sat down, and there's like a partition wall, so they can't see what you're doing. So I take out the Ethernet cable from their computer and put it in mine, because I had no Wi-Fi on it. I'm sitting there forever trying to update the Windows, and I finally got it working. But then I'd come back to the room, install something called CC Cleaner, which has its own dedicated driver updater, and then when I did that, the computer crashed and stopped working and wouldn't boot. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I had to reload Windows again, go back out to the lobby, re-update everything. And then I come back in here, I do the CC cleaner again, because the first time I did it, I cut short the update because it was taking too long. And I figured that's why it crashed and wouldn't boot, because I had, I guess, at least I thought, I guess that maybe I had interrupted a necessary update that was required for booting. So I went out there, I came back in, reinstalled CC cleaner, used it to update all my drivers. Boom, crashes again, won't start. So now I'm like, okay. So it's installing a driver or drivers that is causing a compatibility issue. And then I'm like, is there some way to stop from having to reload Windows? I'm searching on Google, and I find out, restore point. You can set a restore point, and it'll do a snapshot of your system. So if you screw something up, like downloading an update or a driver or some other program that's incompatible and causes crashing or your computer being unable to boot, well, you can just restore it back to that prior point. At some point, I remembered I knew how to do that, but I didn't remember. So, you know, getting old, what do you want? So I went out. So I did a restore point, but it turns out the restore point wasn't late enough to have all of the necessary programs in the computer. So going back out there did nothing. So I had to come back, reload Windows yet again. Go out there for a third time. That didn't work. So this morning I rebooted everything. Then I went down to Walmart, took back that 65-watt charger that I got, bought a 90 so I would have as much power as necessary to speed up the updating, and reloaded a new Windows again a fourth time, went out to the lobby. Oh, I forgot the new charger I just bought. So I was sitting there for an hour updating it just from the battery that's in there, which doesn't have enough juice to get the computer going super fast. And I was like, get the hell with this. Jesus Christ. I closed it. Left it there, ran to the room, ran to my hotel room, got the cord for the 90 watt, ran back out there, and then I started uploading everything again. And, well, downloading, actually. And then once I got everything downloaded, I came back to my room and let it do its installing. And now it's detecting the Wi-Fi signal, so I'm good. And now I'm exhausted! Oh, what a pain in the ass. Oh, boy, what a lot of fun that was. So, yeah, so plans are proceeding. I have more supplies coming today, my final supplies, in fact. I've got my Jackery power supply coming today, and I've got my new phone number coming today as well. I bought a new phone plan, because if you're going to be living in your car, you need a really, really good phone plan. You need unlimited minutes. You need unlimited upload, unlimited download. You need really, really, really high storage capacity. You like a cloud. And you need really good hotspot, so I got like the platinum plan, like $65 a month or something. I don't remember what service it was, but it's pretty good. $60 for auto pay, so that's coming today. And once I get all that, I'm going to take it all to my storage unit, and I'll do like a video show my car all set up. I'm going to start making more content as well. But of a different stripe, like I just created a new channel called the Nomad Philosopher. So to go along with my new car life and nomadic existence, because you know living in your car, it's kind of nomadic. New channel, and on that channel, I'm gonna post like videos of my daily travels, my daily activities. I know it sounds boring, but there's actually people that already do this, and they get lots of views because they have really clever ways of producing content and catching and keeping people's attention, creating more engagement. And I'm going to learn from them and model some of my content off of theirs insofar as how it's produced, and hopefully get more eyeballs and maybe eventually work my way up to being able to make a living off of just content creation, you know, like I did, well, could have, back in China, when I first started out in 2016 as the MGTOW philosopher, until I got booted from YouTube, because back then, I was not only making content, but I also had my, distribution business in, Shenzhen, China, which was also doing very well, but if I'd have wanted to, I could have lived off the YouTube channel until it, you know, got banned by YouTube for, I don't know, what was that, called Oprah Fat? Anyway, room's a bit of a mess. I was up really late, and I needed a whole bunch of caffeine drinks to, you know, get me started. And I got up this morning, tried to do a sword workout, tried to exercise. Oh, wow. What a disaster. At 10 minutes, I was like, oh my God, I could feel my chest, my shorter breath, 20 minutes. It's like, oh. I really had to modulate how I moved to focus on the easier, less strenuous movements. It's hard, man. I've been an athlete my whole life. I have practiced the sword since I was 10 years old. I was a boxer for 30 years. I have practiced sword every single day. I'm actually was one of the best swordsmen in the world. I am the only swordsman in the world currently that can practice using cutting with the Tsuburito one-handed. I had the fastest draw cut in the world. I think I still have a video of that somewhere. can't make a living teaching that unless you're really, really good at, like, I guess, marketing yourself and extremely extroverted and want to get out there and be public about it. I've never really been that type of person, though. I did used to offer lessons when I was, before I went overseas, but to make them worth my time, they had to be so expensive, and they were private lessons. I didn't like doing group lessons. I never liked doing large group classes. It commercialized it too much, yet another reason why I could have never made a living at it, because I didn't want to do group lessons. If I was teaching someone the sword, I wanted to focus on them and only them. When you teach large group classes, your teaching is becoming diluted. You got 30 students. Each student is getting 1/30th of your direct attention and time. A student learns so much faster, so much more ably, they become so much more able, they learn so much more quickly doing one-on-one and much more effectively as well. And that's the kind of teaching that I always enjoyed. I never wanted to commercialize it, so obviously I wasn't able to do it for a living. I've thought about, and now the economy's too bad. I mean, in the roaring 80s and 90s, you could have done that. But now, teaching the sword, people got to eat. Did the economy so bad? Not a lot of places you could teach that now, even on a large scale, let alone expensive one-on-one lessons where you're charging $100 an hour. So, yeah. But anyway, that's where I am. Going to have a new channel, and I'll also continue to make content focusing on red pill stuff on this channel. And I'm going to be over the next few days cataloging all of the social media sites where you can make money from views, get maybe affiliate marketing deals. Excuse me. I'm usually clearer of speech than this, but this illness, it's affected a lot of different areas of my performance and physical capabilities, including apparently how I speak. Maybe just it's a shortage of oxygen to my brain. I don't know. Definitely not getting enough oxygen right now. I'm going to be exploring more social media. I'm going to be exploring more ways to make money, make shekels off of my content, and thereby be able to, support myself off of that, since I really can't. I'm doing much of anything else at the moment. I can't hardly even do this. Anyway, on that note, I am out of here. I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Stay tuned for more content soon to be coming. And consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. I could really use the support. You'll find the links down in the description. Anyhow, take care.